Welcome to the DVD Eats, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and I am not just living for me anymore. I am living for this tiny, perfect little human being that entered my world, my grandbaby. His name is Ezra, and yep, I'm a DD now. So it's my favorite role in the whole world. And let me tell you, the first time that I held that baby, everything really changed. There's no time to keep waiting. There's no time to keep putting yourself on the back burner, because here's the truth. You are not running out of time. You're running out of chances to show up for yourself. It hits different when you're a DD. It just really does. Becoming a grandma, just the best way that I can describe it is that it cracks you wide open, but in the best way. It's like everything that you've worked for, all of the hard mom moments, make that so worth it. It makes you feel every emotion that you've buried while hustling, while caretaking, and while putting yourself last. I thought I was doing okay with my health, honestly, until I started thinking long term. And when I had my huge health scare, I realized I want to be the kind of grandma that runs after her grandbabies, not one who watches from the sidelines. And more than that, I want to be here. I want to be here. I don't want to leave this realm and not have the fun that I have planned. I want to be there for birthdays. I want to be there for dance parties. I want to be there for graduation days and wedding days. I want to be there for every squeal of laughter, for every bedtime story that I can get into my world and be part of their world. And that means I have to take my health seriously now. One of the grandmas, I did the women's luncheon today for the Go Red for Women, the Circle of Red for the American Heart Association. And one of the women pulled me to the side and she was like, "This baby is going to be so attached to you. The first grandbaby always is." And she said, "So just really cherish it. It's a special relationship." And so I hope to be attached to all my grandbabies, not to single one out, but gosh, I'm sure enjoying it. And I've been looking forward for a long time. This has been a long momming time. But let's talk. Let's do some real talk for just a second. How many Mondays have you said that you are starting over? How many times have you done that? How many after the holidays, after the vacation? Well, I got my birthday coming up. Once the kids are back in school, when life calms down, how many of those have come and gone? Probably tons, too many to count. You know, sister, life does not calm down. It just doesn't. It's going to keep on rolling. It has forward motion. We are on an interstate. You don't do a U-turn on an interstate, not unless you either want to get arrested or have a wreck. And so you want to understand that we have that forward motion going in our lives. And so every time you push your health off to later, you risk losing those very moments that you say you're doing it for. So just really think about that. This isn't about pressure. It's about perspective. We spend so much time waiting for the perfect time to begin. And the perfect time to begin is now. It's right now. I know we've talked about this before, but it's still right now. It's now. Now's the perfect time. Never. Everything's not going to line up. All the planets, all the stars, whatever. The truth is, the perfect time is the moment you realize your life is worth fighting for. Is it? Have you thought about that? Are you willing to fight for your life? Your scale, it's not your deadline. Life is. Your scale is not your deadline. Your life is. The wake-up call won't always be a gentle one. Mine wasn't. Mine was terrifying. Sometimes it's a diagnosis. Sometimes it's a funeral. You know what? Your friends start dying. Is that a wake-up call enough for you? When you start losing parents and you realize, oh, now I'm the actual grown-up left. Like I'm the one that's left and has to take care of everything. Sometimes it's a baby being born and you thinking, I want to be around for everything. It's got me very focused on my health. It doesn't have me go in the opposite direction. I do not miss my workouts to go spend time with my daughter. I make sure that I get my workout in to go spend time with my daughter. So if this is hitting you right where you live, here's what I want you to do. I want you to decide once. I want you to stop waking up every day negotiating with yourself. I want you to say, I'm a woman who takes care of her house. Decide once. And then just act in alignment with that. That's your one decision. You're going to act in alignment with that. Not perfectly, but consistently. And we've talked about messy action is still action. And doing that messy action consistently is still consistency. So keep that in mind. Decide once. I'm a woman who takes care of her health. And then do that messy action. Take that imperfect action. You don't have to overhaul your life. People get so overwhelmed when they first start my program because they think they have to overhaul everything. And I always have to pull them in. Start with one walk. Start with your next meal being the better choice. Start with one night of sleep. The only way to fail is to just do nothing. The only way to fail is to give up and quit. I also want you guys to get help because you don't have to do this alone. You don't. Coaching isn't about having somebody yell at you in the gym. I rarely do that. I think the only time I've ever raised my voice in the gym is when somebody was like, I'm not flexible enough to take yoga. And I was like, then why are you picking up a weight? Because you're not strong enough to pick up that weight. You know what I mean? Like you get stronger as you pick up the weight. You get more flexible as you take yoga. So you don't have to do this alone. I'm not going to yell at you. It's about having someone in your corner. It's about helping you get unstuck. It's about having somebody who gets it, who understands it. And I understand the menopause, the hormones. I understand the emotional eating. I understand injuries. I understand doubt. I understand all the reasons women quit because I've quit a lot in my life. That's why I do what I do, because I don't feel like that there's another voice that is loud except for your own. And I want to be heard. I didn't have anybody to turn to when I started going through my health issues and I was gaining my weight. There wasn't someone, you know, a voice of reason to go, oh, this is what you need to do. There was doctors saying, take this shot, take this drug. There was other doctors saying, hey, we don't know how long this lasts. It's just a season of life. We don't know what to tell you. Oh yeah, you gained your weight. I did too. That's unhelpful information, yo. You know what I mean? It's women like us don't need another diet. We don't need a shot. We don't need a Zempic. We need a plan that fits our life. We need accountability. We need community. We need someone reminding us that we are worth it. That's what we need. So listen, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm not. My last two episodes have been kind of on the serious side, but it just, when you have these little bitty people coming into your world, it changes things. It changes things. You know that your kids are going to depend on you for help with them. And developing a relationship with your grandkids, how special is that? My grandparents long passed away, but they were some of my favorite people. And I want to offer that to the kids because people need to feel unconditional love. Your grandbabies need that. They need that from you. So I'm saying this because I love you. I care about you. And I don't want you to wake up 10 years from now with regret. I just don't. I want you to wake up tomorrow with purpose. I want you to wake up knowing that you are worth changing. You're worth not saying next Monday. You are worth saying now. That is what you are worth. And this new season of life as a deity has lit a fire in me. And so you're probably going to pick up on that because it's not just about being present in my grandbaby's life. It's about helping you learn how to be present in your own and stop wishing for that when I lose weight, it's now, it's right now. And we don't want fast weight loss. We want real weight loss. We want to lose fat so that we feel well, so that we stay healthy and that we stay here for years and years to come. So if you're ready to stop waiting and you're ready to start showing up, message me the word ready. You can find me on Instagram, Donya Powers EC. You can find me on TikTok, Donya Powers EC. And you can find me on Facebook, Donya Powers. I would love to book a free strategy call with you. I really would, because I want to map out a plan that works for your life, not perfection, just progress. And I want to make sure that you know that I am here for you. I really am. It's not somebody else answering my messages. All of you that have messaged me, gosh, I'm so appreciative. My producer, Brian, and I were looking at all the countries that are listening, and it's amazing to me. I'm so thankful for you because I do want to help women. I do want to be a voice of reason, and I do want to be a voice that's telling you that I want you here with your grandbabies. I want you here long term. I want you here because this world needs you. You are supposed to be here. And so I would love to talk with you. I would love to chat with you. So anytime you have any questions, anything, just reach out anytime. You'll find me pretty much all the time on social media. You can see where I post. I am so silly online. I apologize, but not really, because I love it. So, but anyhow, until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.